his hometown club for 2016. Also in sport, Sydney Roosters back rower Boyd Cordner will miss the first 3 months of the NRL season because of a pectoral injury suffered at training. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Yeah, we've got possible morning showers, some around the coast as we speak right now. They're going to be mainly this morning. Winds are southerly to 15 to 25 knots, turning southeasterly. And as I say, large and powerful surf conditions also today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 27. Monday, a mostly sunny day and a top of 27. Currently, it's quite mild around town at 21 degrees.
This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio. And your racing day begins now with Racing HQ.
Kermadec's closing in now. Here comes Kermadec, the outside, racing to the lead. And Kermadec takes out the Colgate George Maynard.
Here's your host, Andrew Binsley.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ for Saturday, February 6th. We're out to Randwick for the Australian Turf Club. The Rich Inglis Classic with the classic sale beginning tonight at around 6 to 6.30. Looking forward to that. We've got the New South Wales Breeders' Classic. We've got the Eskimo Prince, which is such an intriguing race, and a couple of really strong races down in Melbourne as well at Caulfield. Bringing you up to date with our track reports, we've got out at Randwick a soft 6, a rail at True, penetrometer 5.68. The Beaumont at Newcastle, it's a soft 5 and the rail at 4 metres. At Caulfield, it's a good 3 with 31 degrees down there and a penno of 5.17. Doomben, some light showers through the day is certainly a possibility of those. Soft 6 and the rail at 5.5 metres. And the Sapphire Coast, they've got a big two-day carnival for the Bega Cup Carnival. They start with a soft 5 after 2 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. It's overcast and a soft 5 for the first day of racing for the Sapphire Coast today. Ron Duffus, he's out and about. Looking forward to today. Ron, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. I reckon it's a ripping program today. A chock full of interest. We got the Hoof in town. We got Pride of Dubai resuming. You know, in the Eskimo Prince, I think it's a terrific race. Counter-attack resuming also. Some really, really deep races and a lot of value on the program. Just hopefully we can just dodge this little scatter rain coming in over the coast. But if we dodge that, I'm anticipating a pretty good and fair track today.
One thing, Ron, I asked Lindsay, I'm not too sure whether you heard it 20 minutes ago or so, but the thickness of the grass, he said, even the stewards noted just how thick it was back into the rail where that rail is today, into the True.
Yeah, well, probably with that big mat of grass on it, probably just takes a little bit longer to dry. But I suppose we're looming into a big carnival, so we've got to look after our turf.
Now, I know we're going to talk about it all morning, but what horse are you really looking forward to seeing today?
This Kiwi's obviously created a lot of interest. Any unbeaten horse always creates a lot of interest. But look, I like to run the eye over the three-year-olds. I think the three-year-olds in the Eskimo Prince is the race I'm keen to look at them.
Well, one of the chances at double-figure odds is La Romaine after its last start win, and Chris Lees is joining us. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this challenge with this horse today, taking on, obviously, you're going up in grade, but you're a horse in form.
Yeah, look, I probably wouldn't have ran him all being equal, but the fact we had some rain around and he's had that run under his belt, I thought it was the right time to give him that opportunity against the better horses. Just hopeful that a couple of them better credentialed horses are a little soft first up.
He still looks pretty promising, Chris. He did get the job and done, and he was first up, and there was nothing wrong with the win. There was a little bit of depth in that field.
Yeah, no doubt, Ron, and he's come on nicely how you'd want a horse to off a first up run. Big, strong horse that didn't take anything out of him, so there's a few positive signs going in today.
Ride him quiet again today, or...?
Yeah, I think from the gate he'll be in that second half of the field, and possibly by then we'll obviously know the pattern of the day, and he'll probably get to the right part of the track, you would think.
Okay, and he's pleased you since the last run?
Yeah, he certainly has.
Yeah. Race one, slow pace. He's fitter for a couple of runs back. The form around him's okay. Got some hope there.
Yeah, well, he's starting to show a little bit of consistency. He's pretty hard to catch, all the same, but up to 2,000 metres now, I think he seems to be going to the race in a good place. He's the healthiest he's been. He looks really well on the coat. I've always had a little bit of trouble with him just looking right, and I'm pretty happy with where he's at.
Rio Perdido, any expectations? First up, 2,000 metres?
Look, he's a pretty smart horse when he's right. He had a long time off and took him a while to get fit last preparation. He'll parade pretty big still today, but he's done a bit of work. It wouldn't surprise me at Big Oz to see him run a race. He's a nice horse when he's right.
Yeah, I suppose he was a Newcastle Cup place getter there.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know how many of the others would run there.
Yeah. Felines, well, she just loves the track and distance.
Yeah, that's the reason for running. I would have liked the space that runs a little more than the two-week gap, but the opportunity to run at 1,000 metres at Randwick was too inviting. I think she'll handle the step-up in grade. She appears to be in a good place and looks a nice race again for her.
Mm-hmm. Twist Tops in the English Classic, a nice race for her as well.
Yeah, raced well. She looked at the end of the 1,000 like she looks looking for a little further, whether the 1,200 on the testing track's just beyond her, but I'm really happy with her. She's made the right type of improvement off the first up run, and yeah, I think she's one of probably four or five chances in the race.
She's doesn't seem to be a lot of speed in this race. Does she go forward from that draw?
She rolls forward. There's a little bit of speed under her, but she rolls forward, and then Tommy can decide where he wants to put her.
Okay, beauty. All right, good luck today. Obviously a few good chances.
Thanks, Ron. Cheers.
Good on you. Thanks, Chris. It's not your birthday, is it? Chris Lee's joining us there with a run-through. It's interesting, Ron, this English Classic today. We know that horses come out of the Classic sale. They can be really nice, cheap buyers, and you never know where you'll end up.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's an intriguing little race. There's form coming from everywhere in that English Classic today, and it'll be a good race.
I spoke with Sam Pritchard-Gordon back on Tuesday morning about Soviet Secret. It's certainly one that this race that Sam's had in mind, that he's barrier trialled the horse, brought it up here early and barrier trialled it as well.
Yeah, he'd be set up nicely by Sam. You know, it's had the trial, like you said, and looked good, was on the right leg. They found McDonald to ride. So he gets a lot of ticks there, Soviet Secret.
Mm.
Obviously one of the chances. And I like the way that he's brought the horse up here, he's trialled him, and got him comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. One thing I should have given our listeners was just the updated scratchings, just to see what's unfolded in the last little while. By the way, I want to ask you about a tweet of yours from last night. You were on the Twitter last night, Duff.
I had one tweet, I think, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, I was only one. I thought it was more than that. These are the 13 earlies at this stage. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, 8 Northern Fury, 13 Knights on Fire, 15 Sir Hagrid, 17 Tiger by the Tail, and 20 Twisted Miller. 8, 13, 15, 17 and 20. Race 3, 5 Tahitian Black and 10 Supreme Effort, 5 and 10. The fourth at the moment is clear. Race 5, number 14, Diadara, number 14. Race 6, 13, Moral Victory, number 13. Race 7 at the moment is clear. Race 8, 2 Curtly and 9 Bold Circle, 2 and 9. And race 9, 1 Got Unders and 16 Wear Shore, 1 and 16. So they're the current earlies. We're sitting not too bad. There hasn't been many coming out this morning.
No, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? If we're left with that and maybe a couple more, we'd be happy.
Yeah, exactly. A Friday night racing at the Valley always throws up something, doesn't it?
It certainly does. There was one race there last night, the 3,000 metre race. Fairly, it was the most uncompetitive race I've ever seen. 100-1 chance wins it, which doesn't surprise considering the decisions some of the jockeys made in the race. They should all hang their heads in shame with a few of the performances in that.
And the
and I didn't have a bet.
Okay, well, you're not speaking through your pocket then.
No.
And the other Waxing was the other one that had a lot of interest last night with the ride of Craig Williams. I think the owners went in. I think looking at the Stewards' report this morning, I want to talk to Darren Weir in the future about the riding tactics of last night, but I don't think there were too many in the camp that were happy with it. But
no, anyway. Well, if you would have backed it, you would have been feeling pretty sick with yourself and cranky.
Yeah. I don't know if this interview is going to be a long one, Ron, because I spoke to her yesterday and she was crumbling with her voice. She was struggling.
Well, you've been driving her mad all week, that's
I have,
why.
I have not. Donna Logan, good morning to you, Donna.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good.
A lot better.
You're a lot better, but I don't make you laugh by the sounds of it, otherwise you're going to cough.
Yeah, probably.
Righto, Ron, let's talk about Hasselhoof.
How's he settled in, Donna?
I'm pretty happy with him. He's he hasn't come out of his feed bin or his water bucket. Pretty impressed, actually. I think he's coping really well.
Okay. Is this going to be a sort of a hit-and-run mission, or is there other races in mind for this horse?
Well, Ron, we've looked after this boy all the way through. And, you know, we've always wanted to travel over here and race in some decent races, but it's about learning for him. He's a pretty slow learner, and we decided we'd bring him over and we'd test the water and see how he travels. We wouldn't face him with big time races yet. Just let him have a crack at racing away from home and travelling. So, all going well today, we'd look at probably the Parramatta Cup. Mm-hmm. And after that, we'd make decisions whether we stay on or go home. It just really depends how he's coping with it all.
Yeah. What can I expect to see in the yard today? A big horse or...?
A very big horse. He's a big, mean, lean racing machine. He's not your average just plod-around horse. He's a real strong, stamps his authority over everybody. He's just the Beale factor of the mare comes out in him. He's a busy horse rather than a more laid back, placid type.
Okay, his racing style just off the speed?
Generally just off the speed, and you know, it'd be nice to get him to chase. When he gets there, he sort of gets up front and he floats, and Matt says he likes the fight, so he starts to wait for them, and you know, he's just got to learn to focus and stay focused the whole race. He probably raced the best he's ever raced in his last start in the Rich Hill Mile, but there's still a lot of learning in him to learn to race properly.
Okay, you got confidence in your jockey away from home?
Well, there was no hope of getting him off him, so...
he hasn't been beaten on him.
And there's no, well, we haven't had any reason to take him off, so
yeah.
I'm sure Matt will cope. The fact he knows the horse so well is a real bonus. I mean, I don't really want to come over here with a horse that is unknown. You've got an unknown rider on, and the guy might get off and say, oh, look, you know, this didn't go right or that didn't go right. Mm. At least Matt knows him inside out and he can get off and tell me a real story about him, which, you know, is also a big plus going forward.
And is there truth in the rumour that the real David Hasselhoff has showed some interest in the horse?
Yeah, no, definitely. Rachel was meant to be speaking to him again last night, I believe. So who knows? He's very keen to come and watch the horse race and follow him. And he's expressed that, you know, he wouldn't mind being a part of the team. So, wouldn't that be exciting?
Yeah. Does he actually want to put his own money in, or does he just want to be part of the team?
No, I believe he'll put his own money in.
Oh, so, good.
Really?
I think he'd have to for anybody to give up their shares in him. He'd have to be touching his wallet, I'm sure.
Oh, sure. You'd have to pay the fine for the horse 6 out of 6, and let's hope it's 7 out of 7 today.
Yeah, exactly.
I just like to see him race and you know, act a bit more professional and put on a brave face for all his followers. He's got a big following, and, it would be nice.
Beauty.
Good luck to you, Donna. Take it easy with that voice. Hope you're well, and we wish you the very best today with Hasselhoof, race 6, number 4.
I think one of the radios I did this morning, Andrew said, it's running down that Coogee Beach in my red one piece that's probably given me the flu.
Yeah, just don't stop in the corner there.
Yeah, I'm gonna, on that blue and white stripe corner, yeah. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
All right, good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Get
good on you.
Bye.
Donna Logan, you go down there a bit, Ron, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good spot down there at Coogee.
Yeah, beautiful. What do you reckon of him?
The Hoof?
Yeah.
Look,
Can he win this?
Yeah, I've got to be with him. Yeah. I've got to be with him. I think he's well placed. It's there's a couple of horses there he might just catch on the hop, a few first up horses. There's a couple of imports that I'm a little worried about. But look, no, he gets a lot of ticks. There's a few people saying there's a lot of doubts about the depth of his form. But I like what I see from him.
You can only take winners or winners, aren't they?
My word.
Yeah. All right, we wanted Paul Perry, but Paul said, hang on a sec, there's only one Perry that talks now in the media, and that's my son, Shannon, and he's coming on right now on Sky Sports Radio. Morning, Shannon.
Morning, Andrew. I've been well helped by you and your fellows. compadre there.
Jeez. Every time I watch Thoroughbred Central and you got runners, you're on about three times in the afternoon. Harley and the boys love you being on.
I know, you feel like you're never home. It's a busy schedule, but we choose this lifestyle and we love it.
Yeah, and look, most of the you must be wrapped collectively as a stable the way your horses are running.
We are, like, but, you know, with, like everybody else, we want more city winners, but they're hard to get.
Yeah. And
so you've got to enjoy what you do have and make the most of it.
The old man's bought a bit of quality over the last 12 months in the sale, so there might be some nice horses coming through over the next couple of years, that's for sure.
Ron, exactly. Like last year and this year, already this year, with what the owners have supported Dad with, if you don't tweak a top liner out of them, I don't know what you have to do when you're at the sales. So, you know, if the racing gods are on our side, we'll have a top liner again.
Beauty. Yeah. You start off with this horse, Callan, in the first. I reckon he's going a bit better this preparation.
My word, he went about him different this time in training. He, you know, the German and European horses, they can get foot sore here, and he's gone about him different, and he's come up nice, Callan, and he's got a nice presence about him, and his last run says that he's not far off the mile and quarter today.
Okay. Prince Arada, he's had a month and a trial since his last run.
Yeah, look, he's that big of a horse. We're of the opinion Barry 1 doesn't suit him. We're of the opinion he doesn't race well inside of horses because he's that big. But, you know, Blake Shin has rode him before we had him. So, you know, that's a great advantage. But Ranwick being Ranwick, I'm sure Blake will be able to steer away from that and give him plenty of galloping room.
I thought Walk Right In had a good chance today at a bit of odds. He's a strong type, but I think the 1,200, he'll eat it up.
My word. He had to have a bit of class about him to do what he did against weaker opposition last start. He got himself into a bit of trouble, didn't he? The horse, and he had to overcome all that with a hefty weight, and he had to get low to the ground and start cutting daisies, and he did. And he got the line well, and the barrier 14, it probably it doesn't probably worry you too much because Ranwick's been playing out wide, hasn't it, lately? So, you know, it's not a real concern, so... You know, he's got that value be great each way, hope, Ron.
Your other couple of runners here, Ghost Protocol, how's he going? He's not noted first up.
No, he's not. He's just going to, you know, tick over and get some miles into his legs. And he's the best clean-winded horse I've personally ever had anything to do with. So it's more just a tightening run. And I'm sure, he'll do his normal thing and have a nice blowout, and he's not far away, but he's still going to need today, I'd say.
De Meister, he's had a month fresher in the last. He might want further as well.
My word, Ron, but, you know, we'd still, with him today, we want to see him improved in his, you know, finishing lengths wherever he does run. We need to see him improve for ourselves to see where we're at with him, but he's going along nice.
Anything in at the Beaumont track today we have a bet on, or...?
Yeah, Consada Rocker, his run was real good at Wyong. He wasn't entitled to run second, and he did. And Galitza, he likes it here. There are a couple of the punters that we hope do okay.
Beautiful.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Shannon, for coming on. Good luck with the whole team today, mate.
Thanks, hope everybody wins.
Good on you. Thanks, Shannon. Shannon Perry there for his father, Paul. Cascata Rosa is race 3, number 2, one of the horses there. Travis Wolfgram takes the ride on the Beaumont track. A couple of extra scratchings have come through for this program at Randwick. Race 2, number 2, Ocean Grand is out. Race 2, number 2, in the same race, 9 Old Habits has just come out, number 9. In race 3, number 7, Inside Job has just come out. Race 3, number 7. and race 6 number 2 Red Excitement's just come out. Race 6 number 2 and Tower of Song in the last. Race 9 number 12. A few extra early ones along the way there. Great Esteem's just come out too. Race 6 number 10. We might have gone off too early, Ron, but there's a couple of extras. We'll take a break, and then the likes of James McDonald, Greg Bennett, Peter Snowden, Chris Waller, they're still all on the way as we preview Inglis Classic Day at Randwick.
On Sky Sports Radio, your Sunday mornings are chock full of the best in sports and racing.
Kick off at 6 with the big sports breakfast weekend.
At 9, Thoroughbred Weekly wraps up Saturday's feature racing.
I mean, I love the winner there, Tessera. He's a pro. He jumps straight to the front.
At 10, there's Tab Talk, followed by Chasing and Pacing Rewind at 10:30 for the best greyhound and harness wrap.
Then from 11, get all the early mail for the day's racing.
All this and more Sunday mornings on your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
This month in March, Harness Racing New South Wales and Canberra, plus tab.com.au, are supporting the Ovarian Cancer Institute by donating $200 each for every race won by a female driver. Get down to your local harness racing track and cheer for the lady drivers in teal pants to help to support the Ovarian Cancer Institute and the great work they achieve. You can find out more by going to the special webpage, womenscancerfoundation.org.au.
Whether you're building or renovating, before you decide on your choice of windows or doors, take a closer look
at Wideline's brand new website, where you'll find our UViewed online quoting app.
Just upload your plans or tell us what you require and receive your free quote within 48 hours.
Even if it's only a few windows you need, we're here to help. No problems.
Wideline's quoting app is open 24 hours. You can even save your new quotes or edit old ones.
Time to take a closer look at WidelineWindowsAndDoors.com.au.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick. That's right, a $50,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick. First leg is race 4 at 2:30. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Kick off this weekend at Bottle Mart with great specials on your favourite beers, wines, spirits and premixes. To find your nearest store, log on to bottlemart.com.au. Better get to Bottle Mart.
Bringing you your daily fix of racing news on Sky Sports Radio. This is Racing HQ.
Don't forget it, it's tonight. It begins the Inglis Classic Yearling Sale, a night edition. It begins at 6 o'clock, so straight after the races you can head up to Inglis, Ron, and you can buy a couple, and then it continues tomorrow and Monday from 10 o'clock in the morning. But it should be a beauty. Under the lights there, under the famous trees of Inglis there at Newmarket, beginning at 6 tonight, the Inglis Classic Sale.
Yeah, interesting. A good initiative by Inglis. I think it's got a lot of support, that sale. Apparently there's plenty of people around, so the vibe is strong for the sale.
Yeah, it's flowing on from the yearling sales we've had so far. James McDonald joins us now on Sky Sports Radio. Morning to you, James.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, very well. I know you've got to get to the races and win a couple today, but we're looking forward to seeing Exosphere again on Monday. Barrier trialling?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few good ones trialling on Monday there, so pretty exciting stuff. The race is starting to hot up now. So,
yeah, they are.
Ones are coming out.
Have you seen him in recent? Has he improved off that first one?
Yeah, I sat on him yesterday, actually, and he's a pretty cool dude to ride out of the track. He's pretty quiet, but he's been taking improvement. It's hard to say how much he's improved from last trip. He did so well, but I know there's an old cliche they always prove after they come back from a break, but it's just that hope he holds form and he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Anything else in the yard? You know, another horse that you think may have improved coming in from the spring to the autumn?
Yeah, they say contributor's going really well. I haven't sat on, but they say he's going well, and I was really happy the way our Golden Slipper horse is progressing. Astern, he's really well, and they're all ticking along really well. The trials have all been good, and Hartnell's come back in great order, but he trialled like a bomb again. a couple of weeks ago, so it'll be interesting to see what he can do with race day.
Beauty. Nice book of rides today. Allergic in the first was pretty good last week.
Yeah, very good. Probably the race is set up to suit him, and the, probably the field wasn't as good as what it is today, so he's going to have to take up another step, but he's apparently come through the race really, really well, and he's a horse on a seven-day backup, which he's a tough gelding. He'll cope with really well, and the only thing, he does get back in the race, so he's going to have to make his own luck.
Yeah. In the Tab Highway handicap, you're on one of the good chances all summer long. Looks well placed third up, drops a couple of kilos, should be spot on for this race.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks a very good chance in this. Obviously, the stable weight's going to be very hard to beat, but he's got a great barrier. He puts himself in the race, and he's a tough horse that grinds right out the line. I think he'll improve off his last run. He probably just comes to the end of it with 50 kilos on his back, so today with 57, he looks to get a good run in the race, and he should progress really well, you know.
Felines, well, that's a nice pick-up ride here.
Yeah, good. She won like a really good horse when she first came back from a spell, and then she won really good last start. So she's back to 55.5 kilos, which is a good weight for her. She races just off the speed, which is good, and she's a pretty good horse on these tracks with a bit of give in it. So she ticks a few boxes there.
Dublin Lash Race 4, hard to beat.
Yeah, hard race though. It's a tricky race to suss out with a speed, and that it's going to be a tactical fear, but she looks for a race on the speed, so she should have every chance on 54 on her back.
Yeah, you're riding this Melbourne visitor in the English Classic, Soviet Secret. Do you know much about this horse?
She looked a trial pretty well for minor at Randwick. She cornered really well, which is a good sign. She got on the right leg. She came up the running really well. I think the heat was quite strong. We had a couple of nice ones in it, and so she did it all reasonably well on the bit. She's her first start, she was pretty good. So look, it's a very even race. I think anything could really stand out there.
Did she trial better than Wonderful Story? Did you ride it in the trial?
Yeah, I did. It's to say, very good horse.
Okay. Medcourt, going well?
Medcourt's going good. This rain won't suit him. If the tracks improve, he's a chance. Anything worse than a soft, it's going to be a bit of a disaster for the poor old bloke.
Mm. Tarquin, how's he going?
Mate, I really like this horse. I think he's a very good colt in the making. He hasn't had a lot of luck to date, but he's got residual fitness on his side. He's a tough, big colt that's going to run out the 1,200 really strongly. He's got a stout pedigree that suggests he'll cope with the mile and a half. So, and that's his goal later down the preparation. But he's going really good, and looking forward to riding him, actually.
Okay, nice push there. Salita, race 8. Well, what can you say? She's an informed mare.
Yeah, she's a winner, which is a great sign. Can't knock her. She races on the speed. She drops significantly in weight, and she's tough. So she ticks a few boxes there. She's probably this is going to test her out this race, and being a full field, but she's gonna. I think she copes really well. She's got the picket line fence, so she's a winner.
And you finish with Embley, who probably had excuses getting back in the slowly run race last time. Could improve.
Yeah, he looks to grind away. Looks to do one pace, but if he can get somewhere where he can wind up and grind away, he probably just lacks that turn of foot. So if we can get him into a bit of a rhythm, come into the turn, he might stay on and start finishing the money somewhere.
Beauty. Good book of rides. Good luck. Hopefully you can come in with a few winners.
Cheers, guys, eh?
Good on you. Thanks, James. James McDonald going through them. Interim scratchings are now through. There's a total of 22. A soft 6, penetrometer 5.68, and it's overcast there. Bit of sun around at the moment and a bit of morning rain as well. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 2 Ocean Grand, 8 Northern Fury, 9 Old Habits, 13 Knights on Fire, 15 Sir Hagrid, 17 Tiger by the Tail, and 20 Twisted Miller. 289, 13, 15, 17 and 20. Race 3, 3 Territory, 5 Tahitian Black, 7 Inside Job and 10 Supreme Effort, 3, 5, 7 and 10. The fourth is clear, race 5, number 14, Diodara, number 14. Race 6, 2 Red Excitement, 10 Great Esteem, 12 Marin Ostro and 13 Moral Victory, 2, 10, 12 and 13. Race 7, clear, race 8, number 2, Curtly, 4 Religify and 9 Bold Circle, 2, 4 and 9. And race 9, 1 Got Unders, 12 Tower of Song and 16 Wear Shore, 1, 12 and 16. So a soft 6, we'll wait and see what happens. The morning rain is, it's only meant to be morning, so let's hope that's the case. And we're on a soft 6 at this point. So they're the interim scratchings. Ron Duffacy is with us, of course, after 8 o'clock. Ray Thomas is joining us. Ron, Mike Fraser is going to be back. We believe it'll be next week. He's been playing cards in Melbourne, and I spoke to him during the week, and he said, I'm playing in a 2,000 competition right now. If you can just give me a few days, I hope to be back Saturday week. So we're sort of, I don't think he went good in the first couple, and he was just trying to grab some money late.
What, borrow money?
Well, probably. But anyway,
he's scraping around for chips on the floor.
Exactly. But anyway, Mike will be back next week, we think. But Ray Thomas will be joining Ron after 8 to have a look at all the previews. Ron, the country championships begin at Goulburn today, fortnight, the 20th of February. We're going to be broadcasting out of there that morning. Then the next day is at Scone. And then we've got Wagga, and oh, then it's right well and truly underway. And Greg Bennett's lining up, hopefully, a couple to make the country championships. He joins us. Morning to you, Greg.
Andrew, good morning.
Great concept that's been spoken about, obviously, for over 12 months now. But I think we're going to know the form of a lot of horses this year, aren't we?
Yeah, well, you're right, Andrew. Duff, good morning, Duff. Because I think the momentum's building. People are getting more excited about it, but I think us as a group, the country trainers, have now, with a year gone by, we're understanding what we've got to do to get ready for it.
Yep.
And you know, you learn from your experiences, and anyone that was involved last year is probably going to be a little bit better prepared for this year. And then obviously we all talk and we swap ideas, because we're a happy, friendly bunch and we like to help each other. And I think there are going to be some pretty good horses coming through the ranks over the next few weeks leading into early April.
So, is this pair today in Vienna and all summer long your two hopes for the championships, or have you got a few more up your sleeve?
Yeah, well, look, I've got my my greatest headache and nightmare, Shivadali.
He
ran the other day. Look, lovely trial for Scone in a couple of weeks. I had the blinkers off him for Canterbury, and they ran him off his feet a bit, but the good thing was he ran straight. The blinkers are going straight back on again after that performance the other day. I just need to switch him on a bit. He is a better horse with blinkers on. So he's had his last run ready for Scone on Wednesday. Obviously, I've got the two today. All summer long, I've always had a big opinion of him. He's been curtailed over the years with a few little niggly injuries, and he's a five-year-old gelding that's, I think he's only had six or seven starts. But his two runs this time have been very promising, and James was more than happy to stick with him today. He's third up. He's got a lovely gait. He's back 3 kilos. He's probably, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he blouses him from where he is. And obviously the scratchings have brought in Vienna into play a little bit better. I was concerned about Barrier 17, but I was never going to scratch her because we need to be, you know, she's only second up today, so we need to get a run under her belt in readiness for the 21st of February at Scone.
She's got a great racing style in Vienna. Like, she pings the barrier, and she seems to be a nice filly, or nice mare to ride.
Yeah, it does. She is. Everyone that's ridden has enjoyed her. Look, she was a bit of a headache early on in the piece. You know, we had barrier issues with her. Only once she was in, she was fine, but she had this fear of going into them, a little bit claustrophobic, and she, you know, she ran second in her first three starts, I think, but we took it a while every time, I think, to start with, and because those barrier tenant boys down there, I've got to give them a lot of credit. They've been a great help to me, and as are all barrier tenants. I mean, we wouldn't be able to do anything without a lot of these guys. They're experts at their job, and they're the unsung heroes of the racing game sometimes when you get hot favourites not wanting to load and things like that. So they helped me a lot with her building of confidence, and she's now developed into a pretty well foolproof racehorse. She can settle after, as you said, leaves the gates well, will settle, travel anywhere in the run, and has got a good turn of foot at the end of it. And this preparation's been, you know, she finished off last prep well, and she's picked up where she left off this time, and is a confident mare.
Okay, well, you found a couple of big jockeys to ride, and what do you say? Is there much between them?
Look, I've never worked them together. I haven't been game. I don't want them to burn each other out, but look, Indiana doesn't have to win. Her benchmark's ratings right. She's won three races. I'd love her to win. They're all going out to win. My horses are never not going out to win, but I'd love to see her win for the owners. They're travelling far and wide today. I think Cozzy's actually making the trip up from Melbourne today. It'd be good for him, but in saying that, all summer long, he's still only a class one horse. To get into the heat and then in the final later, he probably needs to be winning this today just to increase his benchmark a little bit more and make him a class two horse. So, you know, there's pros and cons with both, but I don't mind which way they finish. But to be honest with you, with the pull and the weight, so I'm probably leaning towards all summer long. My other horse that has created a little bit of interest is running tomorrow at Budgie, Clearly Innocent, and he's in a 65-1200 out there tomorrow, and then once that this weekend's over, that's they're all set to go for the 21st.
Beautiful. Piamini's your other runner. How's she trained on since winning here last time?
She's done well. Look, you know, she's a little trooper. She's only a pony. She got everyone off guard here a couple of weeks ago, but I put her in the paddock for 4 or 5 days. She's had a fortnight's work back. She's done well. She's drawn a bad gate again, but as we all know, she gets back. So young Adam's obviously got his first city winner on her the other day, and he was stoked with that. We've had absolutely no reason to leave her off. And again, we need to run her today. Look, she'll be there. She's 3 kilos worse off than last start, so that's going to tell probably from the wide gate. There's a lot of better horses in the race than her, but look, I'm wanting to run her in the Parramatta Cup in a couple of weeks. She's proven over the 1900, and if we can run in that and sneak the little mare into a little bit of black type, it just increases her value as a broodmare for the owners. So we'll be trying our hardest today, but she may find them a bit tough with the weight, but we're not going to change anything. We'll ride her the same way and try and come down the middle of the track and be getting close. But I think with the extra weight she's got to carry today, it just might find her out against some of these other serious horses in the race.
Beauty.
Good on you, Greg. Safe travels down, mate. Good luck today. And Sean will be there with his son, and I know wherever in Vienna runs, I know Ash is heading out as well. Good luck to you, mate. Hope they all run well.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Duff.
Good on you, mate. Greg Bennett joining us there. If you want to learn about the country championships, you've got to stay to Sky Sports Radio. We're going to give you so much information counting down to Goulburn. Today, fortnight, the opening championship qualifier on February 20. The next day is Scone. A week later, we're off to Wagga. It's just great for country racing. And as I say, you'll learn all about it here on your Racing Leader.
Recap your weekend racing with Punters Postmortem here on Sky Sports Radio.
What about the bookies giving away the free money at the races Saturday?
What do you mean?
The Our Boy Malachi race went from being $1.75 chance in the morning. I know you said Ronnie poison odds, but how did it become $3.30 at the races?
Monday mornings from 9, you can chat with the best form analysts in the business, Ron Duffacy and Dean Lester, plus all the tab markets with Glenn Munsey. If you're serious about your punting, don't go without your weekly dose of Punters Postmortem. Monday mornings at 9, here on Sky Sports Radio.
Head west and find your next superstar at the Magic Millions Perth Summer Sale at Belmont Park on February 15 and 16. Recent graduates of the sale include Perth stars Lucky Street and Man Booker, as well as Group 1 winners Lucky Gray, Magnificio and Moment of Change. The 2016 catalogue features 349 outstanding lots by 83 individual sires. And don't miss the Magic Millions WA Race Day at Pinjarra on February 7. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Kick off this weekend at Bottle Mart with great specials on your favourite beers, wines, spirits and premixes. To find your nearest store, log on to bottlemart.com.au. Better get to Bottle Mart.
With all the breaking news and everything you need to know for a successful day's punting on Sky Sports Radio, this is Racing HQ.
In the Inglis Classic today, race 5, the rider for 16-hour Belisa is Brodie Loy. Brodie Loy, race 5, number 16. Peter Snowden, Peter and Paul and the whole team have done a lot of work with Pride of Dubai to getting back to the races, and he kicks it off today. Morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Must be just looking forward to get him out there and get a bit of race fitness into him, mate.
Absolutely. No, it's good to have him back, and he's in good order to be, so we're very lucky getting back as good in condition as he's in.
You're happy to start him off, obviously, today on this this soft track, Pete?
Yeah, look, I've got no choice, Ronnie. Look, he's done a lot of work. He does handle soft ground. Not ideal, but he just needs to get started on today.
Okay, he's had a long break, two trials. It's just the race fitness, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all he lacks. I took him for a day out last Saturday of the race to see how he was. Mm-hmm. And he was cool and calm as collected as always. He was just a gentleman all day. But it's just in his work, he's just very keen to get on with it, which is, that's not really his demeanour. He's just jumping out of his skin, really.
Yeah.
That's why he's desperately needs his race today.
He'd rather run a Wolf Creek in that. He's just out of maiden class, but he's obviously got quality.
He has. He showed that in his first prep, and he's very young and immature. He ran against the best 2 hours around and ran incredibly. And, he went out and had a break, and he's come back in a much more seasoned horse now, and there's a lot to like about his win the Gold Coast on a day that was very testing. The big ordeal put up with before the race, yet went on to win and won well. So he's done excellent sense. His work on Tuesday was very, very good. So he's going the races fully wound up and at his best today.
Will he go forward, Wolf Creek?
I think he'll go forward a touch. He's never really showed that sort of gate speed like he did at the Gold Coast. Did run time there, so he surprised me how well he jumped, got going. So you probably need to do that today. He's drawn a bit awkward. I think he's better off being there rather than trying to find a spot midway.
Okay. And the other horse, just look for a sit?
Yeah, well, he's got that good gait. He's got cover, and it'll be in our minds to get him covered up, just get him to relax early. Just get him a saddle, and the better he saddles, the better he's going to finish. He's going to run a great race, but as I said, he's definitely vulnerable today because he's got a fever against him. But good horses, you know, as well as I, they just pull runs out because they are what they are.
How's your two mares in the Breeders' Classic, Dublin Lass? She's an underrated mare. I've got the look. Some question marks on how she's going.
Look, this only question mark is possibly on a last start. Her first start run was a cracker. Mm. Probably ran too well because she was big that day and probably a little bit of a victim of the second up syndrome. Probably took more out of her than I thought, but she's just one of those full-on gun-ho fillies that you just don't get a guide at home, because then she does just flat out. And she looked appeared to be to take no harm from the run, but you certainly raced that race. She raced very flat. So that's the time I've sort of given her off since that run. I've given her a little freshen up, a little soft trial of the day, and she's trialing really well. To me, she's back to her best. She run well, very well today. Double last had a bit of a freshen up as well. She too is in great order. Looks probably the best I've ever had her first up. So confident both fillies run well. It's a shame that there's no pace at all in that race now, so they might be closer than what they normally are today because of the pace of the race.
For sure. Snippets Land, up to a mile last time, and a big improver.
Yeah, it was down at weight too, Ronnie. It would only be 1.5 kilos off the limit again today, which will help. Soft track one hurt him. Good soft draw. A lot to like about his chance again today.
And your other runner, Roaring to Win, well, he was always in control. Got a beautiful ride last time.
Yeah, he got a perfect run last start. He may not get quite the same run, but horse still in good order. Worked very well Tuesday morning. He looks very good. 7 furlongs is really suiting him, and the soft track won't worry.
Okay, DEFCON in Melbourne, or will you hit and run? You go later in the week?
No, he'll go later in the week.
Yeah. Okay, sweet.
Yeah, he'll go down next week.
Okay, looking forward to that. But good luck today with the Pride of Dubai in particular. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Thanks, Andrew, my pleasure.
Peter Snowden joining us. And at 7:55, Chris Waller's joining us. Morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Andrew.
How you been?
Yes, very well. Very well.
looking forward to the races, but I got the release yesterday. You're taking Winx out there for a gallop today?
Yes. Yeah, she's but just needs to stretch her legs and do a little bit more than she would normally do at home, and a trip away would do the world of good. And from memory, I think we did it before she won the Epsom. It just gets a bit of that nervous energy out of them as well when they do go to the races. They're not quite as wound up, and I guess they relax better.
That's after race three. The most asked question to me is when she's going to resume. Have you made a decision?
I'm keen to run her in the Apollo, but providing I'm happy with her next week.
Yep.
So she'll have a gallop today and Tuesday, and I just need to get her fit enough in those two gallops without busting her, of course. So, yeah, Tuesday morning's gallop will tell me if she's fit enough to run in the Apollo. If she is, she will. If she's not, she'll run in the Millie Fox 7 days later.
Yeah.
What's the report on the other import you got, this Storm the Stars that you trialled the other day? Were you happy the way he's going?
Yeah, I am. We didn't ask him for much at all in his first trial because he hasn't been here long, so it's a pretty quick preparation, and the last thing I wanted him to do was too much in his first trial, so he'll have a second trial next week where we will ask him to do a little bit more. But this morning, for example, he galloped very well, so he's where he needs to be. He looks well, he's eating well, and he's muscled up nicely, so I think they're probably the main things we're looking for, because we don't need to put ability into him. He's got it, so I think everything's going to plan.
Okay. Is the plan to run him in the autumn?
Yeah, most definitely. Keen to run him in the Chipping Norden, followed then into the Randwick, rather than just going George Ryder, Queen Elizabeth. Obviously, he'll still go to the Queen Elizabeth if he's going well, but it's just slightly easier approach than, obviously, a George Ryder and a Queen Elizabeth. It's full on there, but we've still got time up our sleeve if we need to do that, but yeah. I'm hoping we're ahead of the schedule. We can run them with Jimmy Norton first up.
Loophole, race one, in Loves Ramwick, handles all conditions. He should be around the mark again.
Yeah, he's just racing so well. I don't think we can look at his form prior to the last 6 months. He's just a different horse, and he's loving his racing, attacking his line, settling in his races. And obviously a big weight today, but offset with the 3 kilo claim.
Is he an apprentice horse? I just see if apprentices have ridden him a few times, and I don't know.
He's not.
No.
You're forced. I'm just going off the last 6 months' form. Okay. Yeah, Rory did ride him at the end of a last preparation, and he failed. But I'm overlooking that because it was the end of the prep, so very mindful of it. But he's just a completely different mindset horse now.
There's no doubt you're just watching his replays before. You had to stand over him. Jimmy Cassidy stood over him a few times. And maybe, you know, he's like, I think you're right. He's a different horse. He's a happy
horse.
That's
what we're hoping, for sure.
Amicus, class mare, won first up and second up last preparation. Is she in similar form this time?
Yeah, she is. She's had a perfect preparation, two trials. The only negative is the soft track. Hopefully it's not too bad, because the worst side of soft, she would be vulnerable and not be able to produce her best. So let's hope it's not. Ramwick track, I think, has been racing pretty well over the past few months, so hopefully it stands up again today.
Wonderful story. Spruik's around about this horse. He looks above average. Is he ready to make his debut at 1,200 on a wet track?
No, but I'm hoping he is. Gee, it's easy to put a Spruik on a two-year-old, I know that. All you have to do is put the handbrake on, and if they finish within a length of a good horse, they get a Spruik overnight. So, look, obviously he's an above-average horse, but I was humming and hawing whether to run him on a soft track first up, 1,200, but we're running, so... you've seen as much as I have. We've never asked him too much at home, and he has trialled well. But you can't overlook race starts, which there's a few of them that have done that, and there's a few that have won races. So don't just expect them to go out there and blow them away. That would be arrogant for anybody to think that. So we think he'll be competitive, and just hoping that the draw, he gets a bit of luck and and he handles the track. If he handles the track, well, he's a great chance.
He's got a stout little pedigree there, so he should train on this horse.
Yeah, he should. Yeah, there's some pretty good horses in the page. I think Shocking, is he there?
Yeah, I think his mother might be a half sister to Shocking or something like that.
Yeah, so that's right.
He's bred to be strong anyway.
Exactly.
Beyond Thankful, great last prep. He won the Wyong Cup, the Newcastle Cup. He's got a huge weight here, but he's trialling okay.
Yeah, he has trialled well. I guess he's that kind of horse. He's an on-pace type of horse. Yeah, the handicappers have probably got it right, but he sort of got himself there a bit too quick. So hopefully it doesn't catch up with this preparation or we can find the right races. But it's a good starting point, and whatever he'll do today, he'll improve on, and doesn't have bad wet track form.
This looks a nice horse. LeBron, you must think of it a bit of him. You know, give him a run in the spring and put him away. Second racing prep for you.
Yeah, really nice horse. And we were bullish about his chances first up at Flemington. Because the race wasn't really run to suit. We put him out, as you said, and he's come back really well. And he's trialled extremely well. So I think he'll be in for a good prep. He'll definitely be like a chairman's type of horse, which is obviously a good lead up into the Sydney Cup. I think he'll be a horse well worth following throughout.
Okay, yes.
Throughout his runs, because he'll be pretty easy to place. We should be able to get into races with nice weights and continue to improve and get confidence. And finally, he's been sharp enough from what I've seen to be competitive over a mile today.
Okay, so you'll run 2 mile?
Yeah, definitely. Well, not definitely, but I think he will.
Yeah.
Been wrong before.
Counterattack. Should be around the mark. He's set up nicely for this. Wet's okay. He gets a few ticks.
Yeah. Don't think the track will be a problem. And as you say, there's a few things going for him. Good draw. Jason Collett's won on him before. And he's a horse still maturing. His run in the Cornwall Group 1 race at his last start was terrific. He's come back well and trialled well. He's got the winkers on today.
Yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah. Blinkers off, why?
Just a little bit keen. He got a bit keen in the Cornwall.
Wasn't that one of his best runs?
But he was clearly too keen.
Okay.
Yeah. And being first up today, I just thought it would be a good opportunity just to try and switch him off first up over 1,200 to ensure he's a bit stronger on the line. But there's no doubt the blinkers did turn his form around. I won't dispute that. But what do we use winkers for? Well, they're simply a halfway point between blinkers and nothing. So I definitely wouldn't go back to nothing, hence the reason why we've gone the winkers, hoping that he might be better in them.
Mm-hmm. Torgerson, looks a progressive middle-distance type, resuming here.
Yeah, the autumn's just a great time of the year. You can get these types of horses to measure up to the spring high-performing horses. So we're hoping he can be one of those horses. I think Sydney form off-season is pretty strong, and he's obviously coming out of those types of races. And it's just a starting point. The 1,200 is a bit short, but I don't think he'll mind a soft track. And I'd like to see him attacking the line. If he could run fourth or fifth today, he'd be a great chance stepping up to 1,400 and then in 4 weeks' time, a Ramwick or Australian Guineas type horse. But obviously he's got to improve, and that's what we're setting out to do.
What about the three stayers in the race two at Caulfield? Black Jag, Danju, Villanova, all chances?
Go and speak to them. See who the it is to win. I think they have a chat at the stables and work out what's going on. But they know more than I do, those horses. But they're good old horses, and they're in the right race today. Black Jag, he'll make sure that he gives himself a chance, being up there and putting the pressure on. Villanova's got a wide gate, but will improve on a better track today. It was just a bit wet for him at Randwick last start. And Danger, he's a model of consistency this prep. He's racing well, so hard to split them. I guess maybe leaning towards Dan Jurr.
Okay. Murphy's to light off a long spell, might need a run.
Yeah, I think he'll need two or three. He's had a good long break, yeah, and typical for ours just to need a run or two.
Talk to me about this two-year-old Gretna in race five. Looks to have nice ability.
Yep, she has.